ضلل ومن يضلل فلا هادي له واشهد ان لا اله الا الله وحده لا شريك له واشهد ان محمدا عبده ورسوله اما بعد فان خير الخليل كتاب الله وخير العبد عبد محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الامور محدثاتها وكل محدثه بدعه وكل بدعه ضلاله وكل ضلاله في النار اما بعد كيف قال الكتاب الكريم from the book عمده الاحكام by الامام عبد الغني المزبكي رحمه الله تعالى عن خالد بن عبد الله بن عمر عن أبيه رضي الله عنهما قال سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول من ابتلى كلبا إلا كلب صيد أو ماشية فإنه ينقص من أجله كل يوم في رمضان. قال الثالث وكان أبو هريرة يقول أو كلب حرص وكان صاحب حرص. From Talib, the son of Abdullah bin Umar, he asked, may Allah be pleased with Abdullah bin Umar and his father Umar. قال سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول Abdullah bin Umar said, I heard the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say, man iqtana kalban, whoever possesses a dog, illa kalba tayyib, apart from the dog for hunting, aw mashiyatin, or for looking after the sheep, فَإِنَّهُ يَنْقُصُ مِنْ أَجْلِهِ كُلَّ يَوْمٍ قِرَاطًا. The amount of full qiraat will be reduced from his good deeds every day. In another report, we have qiraat, the amount of one qiraat. قَالَ الصَّالِحُ, Salim said, that is the son of Abdullah bin Umar, he said, وكان أبو هريرة يقول أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه أتي أو كلب حرص أو the dog of the land, that is the dog that takes care of the cultivated land. وكان صاحب حرص, and أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه owns the land. Now, this hadith is telling us about dog, that it is not good for a Muslim to possess dog. Any Muslim who possesses a dog without any justifiable reason, such a Muslim will have its reward of its good deeds reduced. So the amount of reward will be reduced from his good deeds every day. Now the word qirat also mentioned in another hadith. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, man salla ala janaza, whoever participates in the prayer on the janaza. Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, falahu qiratun al-ajr, you have a qirat of reward. ومن تبعها, whoever follows the janaza حتى توضع في القبر, until the janaza is placed in the grave, فله قراطان من الأجل, he has two قراط of reward. The companion they asked the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم, ومن قراطان, what do you mean by قراطان? The Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, they are like two big mountains. Now the word qirat used here, is it the same thing here? The scholar said no. Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in that hadith tried to quantify the qirat being referred to. But the qirat here does not necessarily mean that same quantity. And that's why it is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that knows, and the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that knows what is meant by qirat here. That is the amount of the qirat. It's just an amount of reward. But we can't really say the richness of it, maybe as big as a mountain or less than that. Or it's referring to the qirat of gold, just like we say qarat. So maybe it's referring to that. Wallahu a'lam. But any serious Muslim would not want the reward to be reduced. Because what have we done? Things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded us to do, how much have we done of this? Things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has forbidden us, a lot of us, we are wallowing in this. So somebody who has not done the compulsory things, who has not gone away from things that are forbidden, who has not engaged in the nawafil, and now decides that because he lost a dog or he likes a dog, he now decides to bring a dog in his house, and with this, the reward of his good deeds will be reduced every day. For keeping a dog without any justifiable reason in the Sharia. The justifiable reason in the Sharia could be unanimously, as the scholars have said, one of these three. That is, there is unanimity that it can be one of these three reasons. Maybe the dog that you are keeping this dog in order to hunt with it. You know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, mukallibin, that is, you are applying dogs to hunt. Tu'allimunahunna mimma 'allamakum Allah. You teach the dog from what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught you. So this is established that one can keep dogs. But for what reason? For hunting. How much shearing, or to take care of the sheep. Somebody who has a herd of sheep or goats, so that wolves will not attack this, and uses dogs to chase away the wolves. So this is also permissible. There is consensus on this. Then the third one, which is contained in the report of Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, is Aw kelba har, the dog that is used to take care of the farm. How? Because if there is no dog here, any animal that feeds on things like that may just come and destroy it. Some people can watch and come and steal from the farm. When there is a dog that will bark, so people will run away from this. So, and that's why it is very important. So there is agreement on this. Sometimes there are opinions that apart from these three things mentioned by the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you cannot make use of dogs. Use of dogs for any other reason apart from these three dogs, they believe that the reward of the bounties will be taken. This will be reduced every day. So the one who is living a qirat or two qirats of the bounties every day, you know what such a person is missing. However, some scholars, they are of the opinion that we can do qiyas, that is analogical deduction of some things that can also be in place of mashia, in place of the sheep or the farmer, in place of the animals. Take for instance, one is in a place where everything is got quiet. If a robber attacks that area, or if a thief wants to bubble the house, so to say, it will be difficult to catch such a person. Can we make use of a dog in order to chase people like this away? Some scholars say it is better. Because if you are using dogs to chase away wolves or things like that that will attack the animals, using this to protect the property of human beings and to protect the life of human beings will be more acceptable. And this is why some scholars have said we can use dogs to also protect our houses in a situation where there is need for it. If there is no need for it, then we go back to the origin. We go back to the basis. Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam for his companions never use dogs to protect their houses. So when we go back to the basis, if there is no any justifiable reason for this. When there is justifiable reason, as you have mentioned, then this will be permissible. Likewise, some scholars have said the dogs can also be used for the purpose of catching the armed robbers or those who have committed crimes, or the dogs that are used to detect bombs and the like, to detect the mines and things like that. This is also permissible according to a lot of the contemporary scholars. So this will be swept under using the dog to either protect the farm or protect the animal. However, we know it is not good for us to keep dogs. Don't forget what you have learned before. The Prophet of Allah said, إِذَا وَلَدَ الْكَلْبُ فِإِنَاءِ أَحْدِكُمْ فَلْيَكْفِلُوا سَبْعَ مَرَّاتٍ إِحْدَاؤُنَّ بِالتُّرَابِ أُولَاهُنَّ بِالتُّرَابِ أَوْ أَعْفُرُهُنَّ الثَّامِنَ بِالتُّرَابِ. If the dog licks or drinks from the bowl of anyone or two, he should wash that bowl 7 times. One of each should be with what? With hands. Now that report said was the first one. That is, you apply sand in the first water they use in washing the bowl. Then the remaining one should just wash the grass without applying any other. Why? As the Sharia asks us to do this. Some scholars have said it is because dog is filthy, is an impurity. The saliva of the dog, only the air of the dog, the blood of the dog, he said, all these are what? Filthy. So if this saliva touches anything, whether a bowl, or it touches through the garment, or it touches your body, you have to wash it 7 times, one of each with sand, because it is filth that has touched you. Over majority of the scholars of the opinion that the air of a dog, if it is wet and it touches your body, they say things have touched your body. But if the air is not wet or your body is not wet, either way, whether the body is wet or the air is wet, so if they meet, it's like things have not touched you. This is what the majority of the scholars have said. But this, wallahu alam, may not be correct. Fine, that of the saliva, this is all is correct. The Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "إِذَا وَلَدَ الْكَلْبُ فِي إِنَاءٍ أَحَدِكُمْ إِنْ وَرِفَتْ تَهُورُ أَوْ تَهُورُ إِنَاءِ أَحَدِكُمْ What will purify or clean the bowl of one of you? إِذَا وَلَدَ فِي الْكَلْبُ If a dog puts his mouth in it, and yet still for it to wash it 7 times, Huda Unna bin Turum. That was the saliva it was he accepted. That was the saliva it was he accepted. But that of the air, this is not accepted according to the stronger opinion on this matter. However, I may be reading some books, particularly the books of some of the Madaib, where they will say you should not allow the dog to touch your body. But they will say when either the air is wet, or your own body you got is wet. You know, somebody who passes by faces, human faces, and the faces he got is dry, and become dry. If your garment touches it, will it affect it? So the garment wouldn't have what? Burn any fuel. But if the face is still wet, or your what? Your garment is wet, if it touches it, there's likelihood of what? So this is where they get this deduction that if the air is wet and your body is dry, so which means things have touched your body. But with respect to that of the saliva, that is what? That is clear. So some scholars have to feel on that the order of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam concerning the fact that we should wash your bowl 7 times. He said this is ta'abudi. It has a religious implication. Not because the mouth of the dog is filthy. This is the position of Al-Imam Malik rahimahullah ta'ala, or I say one of his positions. Because it was reported from Al-Imam Malik about 3 or so positions. Once he said it is filthy, once he said it's not filthy, it is not filthy. Once he said it is the one that is used for hunting, that is not filthy, but the one that is used for hunting is not filthy. The one that is not used for hunting is what? Is filthy. Why? Because the Sharia allows us to eat what the dog catches for us. I know any hadith that asks us that we should go and wash the meat 7 times, one of you should watch his time. So the Imam differentiates between this, that if the dog is being used for hunting, then it's not filthy. But if it is not trained for hunting, then it is filthy. There are to reconcile between the hadith of what? Is our level case will be in a ahdeku? And what the verse and the hadith of what talking about hunting. And I said that it's another report from that what whether used for hunting or not used for hunting, they are not what? Guilty. So what is the statement or the response of the Imam concerning the hadith of washing 7 times? He said that is perhaps something that you cannot understand direct religious reason behind that. You just have to take it like that. It's like somebody asking you, not even being your pro, or somebody asking you, sort of performing ablution, why not take your bath? How can you explain that? Who can explain that performing ablution is what? Is better than taking the bath. So when you say this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Lord given, this is what he has asked us to do. So when you say because of what, if you take bath you'll be not clean, so you should be taking bath and what the ablution. So it's something that what you cannot really explain. If you are trying to explain it, you are just trying to experience. For instance, when they ask you why is it that you Muslims don't eat pork, what should be your response? Is because it's what? Allah is forbidding it. Allah said what? It is rich. It is rich. It is impure. For somebody you want to take care of, but what do you mean by it? It is impure impurity. What do you mean? Is the meat not the same thing as the meat of So you maintain what Allah said, that Allah said is what? It is what? Rich. Whether scientists that come up with some things, they start to tell you the fourth meat and so on, so on, so on, so on, that is none of our business. It's only reflecting what we have in the Sharia. It's only reflecting what we have in the Sharia. Without these, we don't need it in the Sharia. So if Allah speaks, Allah's word is enough for a Muslim to think. We're not expecting the statement of the doctors or the scientists before you can implement what the Prophet Allah said. Like the hadith telling us that there will be this also or the cow meat. The Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wa sallam said, إِيَّاكُمْ وَالْمُحَرْمَ الْبَقَرِ. He said, avoid as much as possible the meat of the cow. Now the medical doctor will tell you now that what when you are when you get to some so age, it is worth advising you to take little red meat. So little red meat will tell you to do that. Then when you ask a Muslim to take the meat habit, you don't expect that it is when the doctor says it that what you make you don't eat. Now when the doctor will tell you something that doesn't go against the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will implement. But when they say no, you shouldn't do this, this may be a theory from somebody. Another theory or another research will come out and not that. Recently I read that it is good to take a coffee. They are talking about the medicinal whatever of taking coffee. And years back, they said, well, it is not good to take it. Now they said in some university, one university in America was saying that the research was carried out, and they need a lot of benefits of coffee. So which one is what? Which one is final that you have to take? Everything is subjected to research. Everyone will come up with their own respect. But when Allah says something, you don't doubt that. Or the Messenger of Allah says something, don't doubt it. Who would it be who has said something that is contrary to it now? Yes. To come, you see them coming back to what Allah has said or what the Prophet Muhammad has said. Unless the hadith is not authentic or somebody erroneously misunderstood the verse of the Quran. And some people today, they want everything the scientists say to be in harmony with the Quran. So they are now looking forward to talking about the Quran and science. Subject the Quran for science. Not subject the Quran for science. The Quran, it's a book that has not come to religion with what? Science. It's a book that has come to tell you to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you see something that are in harmony with the science, alhamdulillah, if you do not find, it's not enough that you have to subject the Quran day in day out to be looking for scientific discoveries that are in harmony with the Quran day in day out. Like somebody in the past wrote a book. He said, it's what it is, because see, it's quite when they look at the book, they say, put me shame. In that book, he has written everything in that experience, everything. He has written everything. He talked about science, he talked about knowledge, he talked about this, he talked about that. He put me shame in that experience. And what has driven him to do that is that people are talking about Ahkam, the laws. So he wants to do the scientific research of the eye of the Quran. So that is in science, philosophy, science, philosophy. So we need to enter into some things that watch, that are cooking. So the Shia idea is that a Muslim speaks to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said, he believes in it. whether he's paying his alhaid, adab or not. This is none of his business. So the Prophet ﷺ said, فَهُوْ إِلَيْكَ حَدِيثُ إِذَا وَلَدَ فِي الْكَلْبُ أَيْنَكْتِ لَوْ طَبَعْ مَرْوَاتٍ إِحْدَهُنَّ بِالتُّرَبْ أَوْلَهُنَّ بِالتُّرَبْ عَبْرُهُنَّ ثَامِنَّ بِالتُّرَبْ. So we stick to that. The vast majority of the scholars are upon is that the dog is what is beauty. The dog is what is beauty. The saliva is beauty. What about that of the pain caused by the dog? They say that is what an exception. That is what an exception. This is the way the majority of the scholars are what interpreted. So this hadith telling us about dog. What should be our attitude towards dog? In fact, originally Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked the companions to be killing dogs. Later he asked them to spare them, but they should kill the akul, that is the one that has gone wise of the dogs. So he also asked them to kill the black, the one that is completely black. So originally he asked them to be killing dogs, then said, Malak Muama, the kilab, what have you got to do with the dogs? With them. But for Tulu and Tahim, you must ask for the Asraf Tahim. He's the one that washed the things completely black. The inner shaitan. It is shaitan. Or the akul, the one that has gone white. So these two should be killed. So this tells us that it's not for the necessity of hunting or the necessity of using it to take care of our family, or using it to take care of our animal, or using it for something that has the same benefit or benefit better than this. So dogs should not be kept in the house. One day Jibreel promised the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to come. And the Messenger of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was expecting him, but Jibreel never showed up. The Messenger of Allah was wondering why didn't Jibreel come. So later, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam saw a jinn, that is a small dog, the puppy or for it. So the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam now asked that the dog to be taken out of his house, and it was taken out. So the following day when Jibreel came, the Messenger of Allah said, you told me you will come. He said, yes. I wanted to come, but there was a dog and a picture in the house. But in the latter four days and things, Russian were okay. We angels will not enter a house where there is a picture and a tent, a dog. So far as I said, this is referring to the Malaikatu Rahma, the angels of blessing. As for the angels who are taking care of our deeds, who are writing our deeds, they are always with us. مَا يَلْفِذُ مِنْ قَوْلٍ إِلَّا لَذَيْهُ رَقِيبٌ عَتِيقٌ. Well, now you are in the toilet. So they know how to get the deeds written down. But the angel of Rahma, those that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say, for yourself, فَهُونَ لِمَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ. They are seeking forgiveness for those on the surface of the earth. So these people will run away from one, because one is keeping a dog that is not authorized in the Sharia. One who keeps an authorized dog, the dog that is allowed in the Sharia, such a person will be free from this. But a dog that is not authorized, that is not allowed in the Sharia, the one who is keeping it, you get the reason why the Messenger of Allah said what? يَنْقُصُ مِنْ أَجْرِهِ كُلَّ يَوْمٍ قِرَاطٍ. You will even قِرَاط or قِرَاطٍ or his أجر every day. Because those angels that are supposed to supplicate for him, that are supposed to be angels of Rahmah for him, they will be distancing themselves from So when you supplicate your God, Salah to be out, those dangers are supposed to be doing all this to be with them. So this shows that God is losing what? Rewards. And who in the world of his good deeds, this will be affected. So that's why we should know the attitude or the implication of keeping dogs in Islam. So if at all you want to keep dogs because of the for a justifiable reason in the Sharia, so whoever keeps a dog that is not allowed in the Sharia, you will be a reward. Now the reason why the author has brought this hadith here can tell us what is the relationship of this hadith to this chapter. Nobody? Okay. Now it falls under the chapter of Sujj, that will not there. The hadith falls under what? The chapter of Sujj. Because the Messenger of Allah said what? Illa kelba sayyidin. Illa kelba sayyidin. Except from the dog that he is made for hunting. And also in the Khabij, كُنَّ مَعَ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ بِذِي الْحُلَيْفَةِ الْإِلْتِهَامَةَ فَأَصَابَ النَّاسَ جُوعٌ فَأَصَابُوا إِبِلًا وَغَنَمًا وكان النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في أخريات القوم فعجلوا وذبحوا ونصبوا القدور فأمر النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم بالقدور فأكفئت ثم قسم فعدل 10 من الغنم ببعير فند منها بعير فطلبوه فعياه وكان في القوم طير يسيرة فأهوى رجل منه بسهم فحبسه الله فقال إن لهذه البهائم أوابدك أوابد الوحش فما ند عليكم منها فاصنع به أكلا قال قلت يا رسول الله إنا ذاك العدو غنم وليس معنا مدى أفنذبح بالقصر قال ما أنهر الدم وذكر اسم الله عليه فقولوه ليس السن والكفر وصو حديثكم عن ذلك أما السن فعظم وأما الذكور فمدى الحبشة رضي الخديج رضي الله عنه بفتح إذا كنا مع رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم بذي الحليفة لاتهامة هو with the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Ibrahim called Dhul Hulayfa in Tihama. فَعَصَابَ النَّاسَ جُرُّهِ These people, they went on an expedition. So people, they caught some animals, camels, sheep from their enemies. فَعَصَابَ النَّاسَ جُرُّهِ And people were hungry. فَعَصَابَ إِلِيَمْ وَغَنَمًا They caught some camels and some sheep. وكان النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في أخريات القوم. And the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم was behind. فعجلوا. So those people they ate it. وذبحوا. They slaughtered some camels, some sheep, وَنَصَبُوا الْقُدُورِ And they also set up the pots, the cooking pots. So they cook from the ganaim, from the bushes of the world, from the camels that the corpse they took from the enemies, from the sheep they took from the enemies. So they cook from this. And ordinarily they are not supposed to do that. And if they are to cook, they shouldn't cook except much what they need. So they ate it. Before the Prophet gave them the permission that they can eat from the bushes of the world, they decided to eat from this. When the booties of war are gotten, they will gather everything, then this will be distributed as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has distributed it in the book. But it is permissible for them to take part of this to eat immediately, that is, if they are in need of that. But why didn't he sanction this that they did? فأمر النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم بالقدور فأوفيت The Messenger of Allah ordered that the force be turned upside down. The force was turned upside down. So the mud, that is the water with which the meat was being prepared, so everything was made to the speed of the speed of the ground. So what about the meat cooked? Some scholars say the meat was later collected, and maybe you are divided, distributed. Some say it was later eaten, because the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam wouldn't watch wasted the meat. Because the meat is halal. The camel is halal, the meat of the sheep is also halal. So the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not allow them to eat it. So this is what the scholars have said on it. Summa qatan, then in our divided, it is distributed in ba'adar ashata min al-ghanmi ba'ir. He makes equal. One camel is equivalent to 10 sheep. One camel is equivalent to 10 sheep. All like during hajj period. The one who is supposed to slaughter a sheep during hajj. Seven people can come together and slaughter it. Slaughter one camel. One camel is enough for seven pilgrims. Likewise, during the Udhiyya, one camel is enough for seven people. Seven people can come together and slaughter one camel or one cow. And they have the reward of what? Of slaughtering Udhiyya. Is this allowed in Aqiqah? The scholar said no. Because every Aqiqah is supposed to have what? The egg of what? Of a sheep. The egg of sheep. Every newborn is supposed to have this. In the case of the male, it is good to slaughter two instead of what? One. So it can be the Aqiqah of seven children by slaughtering one cow. This is only allowed during the hajj period or during the Udhiyya. So it is distributed in this way. Fana jamina ba'irun fa'alahu fa'ayahu. In the course of this distribution, a camel nadja, يعني farra, a camel ran away, it fled. Fana jamina ba'irun fa'alahu. So they went in search of that camel fa'ayahu. So they were tired. Ayam means to make somebody tired. To make somebody tired. Ayam. To make them tired. So for ayahum, the camel made them tired. وَكَانَ فِي الْكَوْمِ خَيْرٌ يَسِيرَةٌ And there were few horses with them. There were few horses. خَيْرٌ is the plural for farah. Farah in Dutch. The ox. خَيْرٌ is plural in its word. So you can't say the khaylun, I have one ox. So if you say the khaylun, meaning what? I have an ox. You can pluralize the word khaylun, but when you do not pluralize it, when you say khayl, you are still referring to what? Ox. You are still referring to the plural. So what kind of call is khaylun yasiratun? There were a few oxes. فَأَحْوَى رَجُلٌ مِنْهُمْ بِسَهْلٍ So imagine that the time in his fear, فَحَبَثَ اللَّهُ And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought the camel down to this fear. فقال, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِنَّ لِهَذِهِ الْبَهَائِمِ Certainly, this speech, among them are أَوَابِدَكَ أَوَابِدِ الْوَحْشِ There are those that will run, that will flee, that will feel like أَوَابِدِ الْوَحْشِ Like the wash, the wild animal. You know the wild animal, what do you do with it? You hunt them either with your dog or with your owl, or with your bird. Ka'awabi did wash, like the wash. Fama nadja alaykum minha. Whichever one flees or runs away among them, fatna'u biha bihi akada. Treat it this way. You have talked about this before. If a sheep is running away, a sheep is running away, and people have been trying to catch it, they could not. So what can you do if you don't want it to run away forever and you miss it? So it is permissible for you to throw a spear at it. If the spear hits it anywhere, whether in the belly or at the neck or anywhere, and it falls and it dies like that, it is permissible for you to eat it. It's like what you have brought down an antelope or something like that. It is permissible. So Messenger of Allah said, فَمَا نَبْدَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِنْهَا. Whichever one runs away like this, فَاسْنَعُوا بِهِ. So treat it this way, like this, like what? Like a wash. Like a wash. That is the white animal. قَالَ قُلْتُ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. Rabbi bin Khalid said, I say, hello, Messenger of Allah. Inna la kul adubi ghadan. Tomorrow we are going to meet our enemies. Walaysa ma'ana muda. So if we cash or we get a booty of war from animals, like cow and the like, afanazzawu bin walaysa ma'ana muda. And they will not have muda with us. Muda is a plural for mudia. Mudia means the king, knife. We didn't take along with us knife. Afanazzawu bin qasab. Can we slaughter the qasab with the king? As you have in Shiva cave. The king, can we use it to what? To slaughter his sharp? The Lord of Allah responded, Ma anhara dam. Whatever can make the Lord flow. وَذُكِرَ اسْمُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ. And the name of Allah is mentioned on that, on it, when you drink it, فَقُلُوا. Is it? لَيْسَ سِنَّا. I said, whatever makes the blood wash out, لَيْسَ سِنَّا. Not, I'm not, you can't make it report, they choose to do that. You know, the teeth can also make the blood to flow. Somebody takes the head, for instance, now, and bites the neck, and the blood goes rushing out. So it was Dama. It made the blood to flow. So Messenger of Allah, the latest thing, do not you watch the teeth. Wabukura, and do not use the fingernails. You know, some people use fingernails to kill eggs. You just take them and you also use them. That's why some people keep their fingernails. You will learn that word. Like the white animal. Like that of the lion or the tiger. So that when they want to cut anything, they use it to cut it. So Messenger of Allah said, "Was Kufra, do not make use of the what? The fingernails." You know, he said, "Man has done this is arm." They said, "This is finger. The arm is what? Maqsusun. It has been specified." He said, "What all has been to come and die? The reason I said you shouldn't make use of teeth." And this is of what? Or the fingernail is what? And the thing you are for the two feet or the foot for Abmun, this is a bull. And the thing for Abmun, for the foot, this is what? A bull. Do you understand something that what? We can use bull to slaughter? Yes. Where is the hadith that says that we can use bull generally not to slaughter? Is like this is known to the companions that the kind of slaughter will watch the bone. So what the Prophet Allah said, watch, the bone is what? A Zahdu Ikhwani from your team. This is the provision of your jinn brothers. Your brothers who are jinn, who are Muslim, the jinn who are Muslim. So they eat bone, you eat meat. They eat what?
The bone,
you eat meat. And that's why the Prophet Allah said, when they eat the bone, فَيَجِدُونَهُ أَوْفَرَ مَا يَكُونُ لَحْمًا. It was, it would be better than eating meat for them. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala what? Have created the jinn. When they eat both of animals, it's like what? They are eating something better than the meat that you are eating. So, mentioning of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we should not kill with using the bone. Some scholars have said what? From the Jewish class, because when you kill, when you use the bone to kill, the bone becomes what? Stage. And blood is what? Is guilty, according to what? Majority of the scholars. Blood is what? Guilty. Some say that blood is not guilty. This is minority opinion. Allah wa'alam, this is the more correct opinion on this matter. what is not guilty. Somebody who sustains an injury, for instance, and is dealing with God. The majority of the scholar will say what? He can't pray with his garment. He can't pray with what? With his garment. Because if he was, it is guilty. What is the evidence? He said what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, حُرِّمَتْ عَلَيْكُمُ الْمَيْتَةُ وَالْدَمُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forbidden for you al-maytatu, dead animal, wal-damu, and blood. But this command says blood is not guilty. That this ayah that you have quoted is telling us that blood cannot eat blood. Know that if blood touches our body, it still does approach our body. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, كُلَّ عَجِبُ فِيمَا أُوحِيَ إِلَيَّ مُحَرَّمًا أَلَى طَعِمٍ يَطْعَمُهُ إِلَّا أَنْ يَكُونَ مَيْتَةً أَوْ دَمًا مَسْفُوحًا. Except if it was mater, dead animal, أَوْ دَمًا مَسْفُوحًا, or blood that it was flowing. So they said, my mother says, this verse is only telling us it is haram to eat it. And not everything that is haram to eat is nice. ما ليس كل حرام نجس. Not everything that is haram, it was, is nice. Take for instance, poison is haram to watch, to consume. But that does not necessarily mean that once poison touches your body has become guilty. Is it clear? So we just have to say what is guilty, it is haram to eat, and it is also what? Guilty. But what is more correct is that what blood is not guilty, but it is haram to eat it. So the meaning of this is that if blood touches your body, you can still play with the garment, it's like mucus touching your body, or foot on touching your body, you can still play with it, but you can't eat blood. So if the blood touches the bone, this means that what our gene brothers, our brothers among the jinn, they will be eating the what? The blood. Together with what? The bone. Is it clear? So that's why it is not okay to slaughter with the bone. He said, وَأَمُّ الْضُفُرُ أَفَ الْضُفُرُ The fingernail from Muda al-Habasha. This is the knife of the Ethiopian. The knife of the Ethiopian. So the Ethiopian then, who keep their fingernails long so that he can use it to tear, to kill animals. Just put it in the skin of the animal and watch the blood will gush out with it. The Messenger of Allah says it is what? Is the Mud al-Habasha, the knife of the Ethiopian. So from this hadith we understand that what it is not permitted for us to initiate the kufar. And this is the fifth of the Muslims today. That you want to do everything you will to far do it. It's just like the carpet. And the God is what is far what we hold in ISM is what you hold in ISM. Do you understand that the Muslims here, a lot of Muslims today have lost their religion? And because of what? Because of the Western mentality. A woman will be ashamed. To dress Islamically. Putting on the hijab should be ashamed to do that. Why? Because in the West, they will dress nakedly. They will dress provocatively in order to attract men. In order that men will commit dinner with them. And a Muslim lady who says she believes in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and she believes in the Quran will be dressed in that way. When you ask her why are you doing it, she'll tell you this is what is in vogue. This is the vogue. Vogue, by the way, whose culture is this? Is it the Islamic culture or the culture of the kuffar? If you do not dress, putting on skin-tight garments, putting on garments that are see-through, if you don't dress that way, is that going to affect your scholarliness? Does that have anything to do with what? With your being brilliant? The answer is no. With the jilbab, you can do anything. Like in some schools, they will make it compulsory on women to dress You say, you should put on this, should you put on this? So you want to enter the lab, or because you want to enter the theater, you have to dress this way. You would have told them so that these things will not be contaminated, that they should work, they should come inside naked without anything on. And the problem is, you see those with children, these are Westernized Muslim doctors. Now somebody told me that he and his sister went for an interview. When they go to this place, the one to interview them was a Muslim man. Though the man did not appear as a Muslim, but he was a Muslim man. So that's why this sister was a small hijab, not big hijab. The man said, how you Muslim, you destroy yourself. I'm not a Muslim. I prayed this morning. You use the cap on my head. This is about 20 years or so ago. This was a very good thing. He just told his sister, well, I'm going home. If you are still looking for a job, you can do the interview. For this man to have addressed him this way that he's a Muslim, you use the cap on him. If you put cap on your head, is it going to affect your performance at your place of work? But this man has been brainwashed. Where is it written in the constitution or in the working college? Is it code of whatever conduct in whatever in the law? Where is it written that this is the dress that you must put on? Some people just try to tell you this is the way you should dress without it being written in the code of conduct. And you have to follow it. And when someone doesn't dress like that, you look down upon him. And this is what some of our Western brothers, this is what they do not do. In the north, when you go there, you see people putting on what? Beginning in their places of work. I don't know why you can be so westernized, no more than the westerners themselves. In Europe, or in Britain, a primary school teacher who was putting on before, one of the state, the politician there was trying to watch the story up. And the whole committee, or the big random was carried out, and they supported out that it is a right to use the call watch to teach. If it is the right of someone who wants to walk in pants on the street, even if it's a then why should somebody who wants to put on the call to be, why should she be the torch? So if only where they collect from things more than we, that you said we have a lot of what Muslims in our midst, then let us see this is if not for the case of those who are destroying the image of Islam, maybe by committing suicide bombing, maybe even in France and many other places like that, there wouldn't have been any disturbance for those who are putting on the top. Because they don't come forward with your religion, they know that what? There is freedom of everything, freedom of madness. Somebody wants to go mad, he's free to do that. As long as God doesn't infringe on the rights of other people, he's free to do whatever he wants to do. So this has been something very promising for the believers, for the Muslims in the West. A lot of them would have watched, came into the Prophet, some people start destroying the image of Islam. This would be a kind of setback. So what we are trying to say in essence is that we benefit in this hadith that we don't copy the kuffar. Let us try as Muslims to distinguish ourselves. When we distinguish ourselves as Muslims, this will also promote our religion. As Ibn Khaldun said, Al-Maghrub Mula'un Bittiba'il Van, the conquered, is always interested in what? Following the conqueror. All this is there. When somebody conquer you, maybe with power or with what, with culture, you'll be following that person. You believe that maybe he is superior to you because of what? This culture. This is the problem of the Muslims. We believe the world are superior to us because of what? The culture they. But you can learn the good thing from the West. What is good? You learn it from there. And what is against your culture? You go away from those things. You see, dress Islamically. And that all is coming from what? from attaining what you want to attain. A friend of mine about 7 or 8 years was telling me that don't you think that it is this sooner or within that individual of the gears and the light that make the Muslim progressive. I said, but during the time of the blessing of Allah, you are kicking the air, you are also not putting on jumping shoulders, and then finally you are able to conquer the world. Persia was conquered, that is, Iran of today was conquered. You know, but everything was conquered by the Muslims who are what? Who are upright. So if Muslims today are backward in some things, it's not because of the religion. It's because of what the English people just teaching in the people, not because of what the religiousness of the people. We pray Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, make us know the truth, have the truth, and may subhanahu wa ta'ala be the first person to make the son of Allah wa ala nabiyyina Muhammadin wa alihi wa sahbihi.
Some of these questions that were asking me have actually been treated in the course of the lecture. There is just one question here that I think we should just, take. Let me just say to you one. Someone is asking that if the dog passes in front of someone who is praying, what happens to his Torah? Is his Torah bad or not? The second one that we can also take care of is how do we determine equipment as well as know the limits between weak and serious?
Now what I said concerning words that minority of Israel have given, that if God takes one garment that one can fit in this, that is not a fit, this is not applicable to the menstruation and the fast. The menstruation and the fast, these are filthy. But you have hadith that specifically mentioned this. So it's not applicable to this. Then,
person in front of the blood god.
Now, what we're going to tell the brother upon is that if the blood god passes in front of the one that is to use the reward of the scholar, does not break the scholar, but to use the reward of the scholar. Majority of the scholars were of the opinion that it, breaks the Salah. And this is the position of Sheikh Al-Albani rahimahullah ta'ala. The hadith says يَفْقَوْ صَلَاةَ الْمَرْءِ إِذَا لَمْ يَفْقَوْ بِنِي أَبِيْهِ بِثْلُ مُوْخِرَةِ الرَّحِمِ, that the Salah of someone is broken when there is nothing in front of him that is up to the Salah is bad. So he mentions and tell you and Aswaj, the nation of Himar, the black dog, and the donkey, and Al-Mar'a, the woman that you have attained. Not entering woman, woman that has not attained Ubat. Because you can't tell whether a woman is in situation or not. So the woman that has attained Ubat, that is that has attained Ubat. So this is the hadith of the Lord, the Lighter. When you go to the Bible, it says, the Yahshua here does not mean what? It breaks it completely. It means that you really need the reward. What is the evidence? Part of the evidence is that the Prophet Muhammad also said, the Yahshua As he said in the book of Hadukum, if anyone of you is in prison, he said, Prophet Jahadin and Ali Sutra, she put Sutra in front of him. لَا يَدْرُ الشَّيْطَانِ يَسْعَ عَلَيْهِ صَلَاتَ. He should not allow Shaitan to
break
his salat. He should not allow Shaitan to break his salat. So, anybody will agree that you can't say whether Shaitan is starting in front of you. So what this will mean is that what any person is praying and doesn't take sutra, the salat of that person works, is broken. Because you can't tell whether Shaitan is what he's starting, but nobody is saying this. And that's why he said, the effort used in that hadith does not necessarily mean what that the work in Salah will be
invalid.
So that's in the effort. And this is further detailed by Aisha radiallahu anha, who often said a similar thing that he does not mean the Salah. And this Allah alam appears to be the stronger opinion in this matter. So I should take the first opinion box after from the past today and keep throughout the condition of the judgment because of Allah. Now, attention and Kamjiri. The word Kamjiri was not used by the scholars. In fact, the first person that used Kamjiri in the religious practice was food. The world attacking some people who were fully the West. It was one that said what the Nigerian that the making what is the religion. Huh? Because the religion is from what? Narrowly for something to be worthy. So when it is something, somebody might be ashamed after being the point what is. So the purpose of using it was that's put in this context. What you mean by Kamjiri is for us to take the lengthy. You know, this is not spoken. What Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is asked from, huh? You should watch the action. And what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not asked from something, you should not be asked from it. So this is what I'm reading. When Aisha radiallahu anha, sent to a Jewish man that said what? As-salamu alaykum. The Messenger of Allah said, wa alaykum. And Aisha radiallahu anha, she had what? As-salamu alaykum. Meaning what? The death be upon you. So he had that. She had that the Messenger of Allah was abused by this Jewish man. So she replied, wa alayka as-salamu wa la'natu ikhwat al-sirakat wa al-khanadir. And this is what Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ya Aisha, Inna Allah rafiqun yuhibbu al-rifq. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is rafiq, is gentle, is lenient, is yuhibbu al-rifq. He loves gentility, he loves lenience. So, if what we mean that not going overboard, what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I said, you should not go overboard on that. And the way the Khawarij went overboard and the place people are what? Kuffar. So the extent that they went to one part, the extent that what? They made the view of the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is what? Tashaddud. Then rizqo is for you to be lenient, where the religion is lenient. The Prophet of Allah la yushad ahadu hada al-deena illa ghalada. Nobody will take this religion with what? In Ashmed, they said that this religion was our thing. So this is where religion is not stripped of something, don't be stripped from it. You can understand religion. So when religion is stripped of something, there is nothing wrong with that. So some people are watched, they are often sacrificing to the grave. They say, you can just leave them, don't be linen, don't be ash from them. People are watched, they are using the deen, don't be ash from them. This is what this is. If you want to watch the year, as you like a fool to say this is watch the year from our life. For some of us, I have the one and the family for our life. Now the time of Salah is up to 6. Salah is gone around 10 to 1. Answering.
4, and that's in chapter 52.
Long walk.